Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast. It's the third day of May 2021. Back in studio for the first time in, what did I say,
406 days.
Holy mackerel. Unbelievable. But here I am. I'm vaccinated. You're vaccinated. Hopefully we won't have to go through this or anything like it again.
If it happens again in 100 years, I won't be around.
That's true, too. That's true. I won't either. So hopefully this is just the beginning of putting all this nonsense behind us. But I wanted to ask you about the draft a little bit over the weekend. Not necessarily who the Packers picked or how they did or what you think their grade is or anything, but what about the draft itself, how it was held in Cleveland? Did you have an opinion about that? I mean, it looked to me like it was pretty darn festive. They were into it big time. I love the stage they had.
Yeah.
That had the two, the walk-up and mm-hmm. things like that and all the screens. I mean, I thought it looked very cool on TV.
It does. I mean, and it just continues to get bigger and better with every year that they held it in person. Now, obviously, they were running it kind of back to normal. I think you had to be vaccinated or have test negative to COVID prior to getting in and all that. So I will say this. Having been vaccinated and seen things like this, it's nice to feel like you're getting back to some sort of normalcy. Being at the hockey rink with people from out of town, and you know, I'm sure not everybody's vaccinated and there's still risk, but I feel a whole lot better about myself.
Yeah.
And I feel better about being around other people and going on and doing things. I still, even though I'm fully vaccinated, wear a mask when I'm indoors going to shopping and stuff like that, because first of all, you don't wear a sign that says I'm vaccinated,
right?
And I don't want to get the stink eye from everybody, and also trying to still do my part.
100%.
But it was great to see everybody having a great time at Cleveland. I'm very optimistic about gatherings, events, whether they be sporting events or music going forward. So I'm feeling good about things.
Yeah, seeing that in Cleveland, I thought was really cool. I thought they did a good job of, at least it looked like everyone was being responsible, staying in smaller groups,
mm-hmm.
wearing their masks, things like that, following the rules at least for this particular event. And hopefully they will get more relaxed as we go along. And Roger Goodell still committed to full stadiums when the NFL season starts.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's right. But I too am optimistic and feel good about being vaccinated and hopefully we'll continue to be able to do more and more. But I thought it looked great. I thought it looked great. So that was cool. And I will say this: after seeing what they had going on in terms of the venue, I don't know what it was. It was just like this big hangar type thing. I don't know
right.
if it was a band shell or what mm-hmm. exactly the venue was. But after seeing that, I think 2024 is the year of the Pack. They're going to have the draft here in Green Bay. I will admit
You're
that
coming
I was
around
wrong
to that.
I'm coming around. Yeah, I will admit that I think it's almost a certainty that if not in 24, some point the draft will be here at in Green Bay. Because with the new facilities that they have, they can showcase it.
Absolutely.
Like nobody's business.
Look, I'll even say without the Resch Convention Center was coming to Green Bay, because there's still plenty of...
The Resch Expo.
Even without that coming here, there are still plenty of places that you could have held it. The Resch Center, perhaps in Lambeau Field. Anyway, there's plenty of things. But now that they've got Titletown up and running, they've got the Expo Center... I mean, they'll do a great job here in Green Bay. Lambeau Field will be like a backdrop, I would imagine, to the draft with all its historicness. And it's going to be fantastic.
It's like what Cleveland Stadium was in the background yep. of every shot that they had almost this weekend.
It's going to be fantastic when they bring it to Green Bay. And as I've said before, and I'll say it again, if they don't bring it to Green Bay, and I think it will be in 2024, I will fall out of this chair onto the ground.
I'm going to have to agree with you. I'm pretty certain it'll be here. And the guys on TV did a terrific job with it as well, as did our CBS Sports coverage. Covering the draft, and I hope you enjoyed our coverage of it as well. So another one in the books, and we look forward to, you know, just think if they do have one here, I mean, that'll be awesome. We'll be able to be there, and I mean, it'll be great. We get to see exactly what it's like.
Absolutely.
You know, so I'm kind of looking forward to that, if and when it does happen. We'll wait and see. And hopefully you'll wait and see what we have to say tomorrow when you join us for the Bill and Rookie Experience. It starts at 6 a.m. right here on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.